Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Messiah. My name is Valerie Hoffman, and it is my pleasure to welcome you to our online service. Regardless of your faith, your background, or your current circumstances, we hope you will be edified, encouraged, and uplifted by the worship, prayers, and teachings. We begin with a reading from Psalm 93, verses 1 through 5. The Lord rules. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed, clothed with strength. Yes, he set the world firmly in place. It won't be shaken. Your throne is set firm for a very long time. You are eternal. The floods have risen up, O Lord. The floods have roared like thunder. The floods have lifted their pounding waves. But mightier than the violent raging of the seas, mightier than the breakers on the shore, the Lord above is mightier than these. Your laws are so faithful. Holiness decorates your house, Lord, for all time. Isn't it good to know that God is sovereign over all things, that God is faithful and holy? This is our anchor in the midst of the uncertainties and traumas of this life. People are inconstant. They may be wicked or kind, but the Lord our God is faithful, loving, and constant. Not only that, but we have, as the book of Hebrews tells us, a great high priest who intercedes for us, Jesus, who is holy and exalted above the heavens and is able for all time to save those who approach God through him. The blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purifies our conscience from dead works to worship the living God. Our hearts are sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, so we can hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for the one who promised us is faithful. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for sending Jesus to save us from selfishness and sinfulness and to make us a new creation through the power of Jesus' blood and the working of your Holy Spirit. May we honor you with our praise. Be exalted in our midst, we pray. Amen.